For many people, this form of Middle Eastern dance is sexually provocative.
It's one and a half. That's it, yeah.
Jelena Carlano is trying to get more audiences to appreciate it in a different way.
You know, at times I felt very discouraged by that discrimination, that we weren't respected artists, and I had to really fight hard to prove myself and to prove my dance company. It's a beautiful, rich art form that has thousands of years of tradition.
Carlano's dance company, Belly Dance Evolution, incorporates Western dance styles with Middle Eastern belly dance in its theatrical performances to make the ancient art form more relevant to audiences today.
We have a break dancer in the show who does hip hop. We've had Georgian dancing mixed with the folkloric dancing, American tribal fusion.
An eclectic group of dancers from around the world perform in these stage shows, including Olga Kramarova from Ukraine.
The dancer is imitating the instrument with her body. So it's not meant to seduce, which is, you know, contrary to common belief. It's a total free form of self-expression with, like, percussive, quick movements, you know, but as well as the fluid, soft movements.
Lauren Bolt grew up learning ballet and jazz, but she found something in belly dancing that she didn't find in other dance forms.
Growing up, I had always assumed that power was more of a masculine energy, and belly dance really showed me that it was a feminine energy as well.
Bolt has performed around the world with a dance company. The main dancers also lead training sessions when they are abroad, such as this one in China.
It's really amazing how belly dance has sprung up all over the world. In China and Taiwan and Japan, it's relatively new, and women are really, really excited about it.
Belly Dance Evolution also includes local dancers in performances when the company tours. Carlano says she wants to give her audiences a different image of the Middle East.
What we see in the news a lot is a lot of repression and war and violence and things like that. And part of my goal is to share a little bit of this, the beauty and the richness and these elements of part of that Middle Eastern culture.
Through music and dance, Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.